This is a short session to release tension around the shoulders and the neck. Please lie on your back with your legs bent and your feet in the floor about hip joint distance apart, or where you feel you're most comfortable with as little tension as possible in your legs. If you need a little cushion or a towel under your head, you can use that. You don't want to prop up your head too high, but you want to feel comfortable in your neck. Do all movements slowly and with great attention to detail, with awareness for tension, and do not push into any uncomfortable position or into pain. So you lie on your back with your legs bent, feet hip joint distance apart or so. Your arms by your side. Close your eyes for a moment and focus on your breathing. Notice that when you breathe in, your belly might be rising up towards the ceiling, and when you exhale, it might sink down. And just pay attention to how your rib cage moves as you breathe in and also as you breathe out. Pay attention to which parts of your torso are resting comfortably and easy into the floor, and where do you feel any tension or any sort of lifted sensation. And compare the right side to the left side. Can you notice if there is more weight in the right or the left half of your pelvis? How does that travel up through your lower back? And how is your rib cage resting into the mat? How are your shoulder blades positioned? Is it the same sensation around both shoulder blades, or does one feel a little tilted? Can you notice the end of your shoulder blade, the tip of your shoulder blade? Can you notice the outside of your shoulder resting? To breathe in, do you breathe more into your belly? Where does it go? And we're going to play around with the shoulders and the head for a moment. Again, don't go to where you feel it's uncomfortable or where you fear that there could be pain, because that will make you brace and tense. And we try to learn how to release the muscles through movement, rather than getting tenser and more fearful of movement. So see if it's possible to direct your breath a bit more into the belly and feel how the whole front is getting nice and open and soft and is just rising up to the ceiling. And as you exhale, you just let everything melt down to the floor. Would you, with your next inhalation, gently start pushing the back of your head down to the floor, into the floor, straight back behind you. And notice that there's tension down the neck and down your spine, maybe all the way towards the back of your pelvis. And then slowly allow that tension to soften again. And let your lower back and your middle back and your shoulders and your neck all sink back down towards the floor. And don't rush it. Just do that two more times. On your next inhale, press the back of your head gently down to the floor. Feel how your belly is rising and notice that added tension in your lower back when you push your head down. And slowly allow your back to melt back down. And the tension of that push releases again. Take a resting breath in between so you can fully let go of your muscles in your back. And just do that one more time. As you breathe in, press your head back simultaneously. And exhale, allow it to soften back into the mat. This is a very gentle exercise to get more attention to your back. You might feel that your lower back feels a little tense from time to time, and this is a very gentle way to release that tension. Now we use the same principle and we move around the shoulder. So on your next inhalation, again, gently, soft, generous into your belly, into the front of your body. As you soften in the front and you breathe in, press your left shoulder gently back into the floor and notice the contraction around the shoulder blade, maybe up into your neck, and very slowly allow that to soften and melt back down again. Sometimes the shoulder is a little jerky when you do that, so we try to do the release slowly. You can think of yawning out your shoulder. And do that one more time. As you breathe in, press your shoulder back into the floor. See if you pull it down or if you can go straight back, and then slowly allow that to soften again. All the way until you feel the back of your rib cage is melting down again and the lower back, same.
How that feels like. Is there more space? Is there more resting
surface?
And then just
same thing on the other side. So when you breathe in, press your right shoulder back. Notice how the chest muscles are lengthening. And with your next exhale, just slowly allow that to soften, especially around the back of your rib cage on that side and your mid back, all the way down into your lower back as well. And repeat that two more times with your breathing being nice and generous without over efforting. Breathing in, pressing back, stop before it's uncomfortable. And then slowly allow that to melt again. All that tension can soften. Shoulder blade can drift away from your spine. And do a last one on your own. And then allow it to rest for a moment. And pay attention to how your shoulder blades are resting into the mat. To change direction and to include the front of your body, could you just bring your hand, one hand or both hands towards your, around your belly button. Rest your hands on your belly. Take a easy breath in. Notice how your hands might be rising up to the ceiling with your abdomen. And on your next exhale, would you tighten under your hand and sink your belly to the back. And let go in your back so your back will soften and round slightly into the mat or into the floor. Feel how the front gets short and the back gets long. And slowly relax the belly as well. Feel if you can keep your back muscles soft this time. And then maybe do that one more time with your hands on your belly, or if you feel like it, slide your hands a little higher up so they're resting just where your ribs are meeting in the front, your solar plexus. Take a nice easy breath in there and then sink that middle of your torso down and back into the mat, so towards the back behind you. Feel how when that's tight, when that's contracting, it's like slumping. It's like when somebody's sitting kind of shortened in a chair or on the couch. And then slowly allow that to soften and open again and let that fully relax. Now we're going to use this sinking or contraction in the center of the body in the front. And we use the shoulders with that as well. So when you're ready, take a nice breath in. Notice how the whole front is softly rising up. And on your next exhale, take your left shoulder to lift it up towards the ceiling, or you roll your shoulder inwards, fold it towards your chest. Tighten your chest, tighten your front of the armpit and your stomach, and notice how your head might roll away from that arm. And slowly allow that to softly melt back down into the floor. Belly is soft, chest is soft, out into your shoulder all the way. Especially with this one, take your time to fully soften the back, the shoulder back into the floor. And then do that one more time on that side. Take a generous breath in. And as you exhale, you might even want to roll your arms slightly in. Push that shoulder towards the ceiling. Roll it slightly in towards your breastbone, as if you want to fold yourself in half. And then allow it to melt back out again. Take your time, yawn out your shoulder. Feel if at the very end you have relaxed as much as you can control and as much as it feels possible right now, or if you hold any tension around your armpit. And then do that one more time on your exhale. Collapse in the front. Shrug the shoulder up to the ceiling, forward to the ceiling. Can you go straight forward, or do you lift your shoulder up towards your ear? Can you imagine you want to bring your shoulder towards your breastbone and then allow it to soften, roll back out again? Fully relax and take a nice breath in. And do the same thing on the other side. Ready. On your next exhale, roll the right shoulder forward. Feel how the back is rounding slightly. Your lower back will sink down into the mat. Your pelvis might even want to tilt. You might feel a connection between that shoulder and your navel, or towards the opposite hip. And then slowly allow all of that to soften again. And do that two more times only on your next inhale. The front is soft and long. On your exhale, collapse around that solar plexus, sink your rib cage forward and down, roll your shoulder in and up, sink your back down. Feel how tight it is in the front. And then slowly soften the front and keep your back easy and relaxed into the mat. And after you've done that a third time, with that tension in the front, that length and softness in the back, allow your head to roll away from that moving shoulder towards the other shoulder. Can that still be relaxed into the floor as well? Or did it want to join in? Slowly release that lifted shoulder all the way back. Take your time. Soft from your belly down into your hips and up into your chest, out into your shoulder, into your neck. And just take a nice breath. Maybe you even want to stretch out your legs. If you feel that's not comfortable, don't do it.
Close your eyes again for a moment.
And just take a moment to breathe, and maybe you notice a difference in your breathing, maybe you don't. After you've practiced this little series a couple of times, you might feel that your ribs can expand a little easier. Your breathing will be calmer and you might feel more relaxed. If you can, try this every day for a week and see if you can get any changes from this.